SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
On the final official sitting day of Parliament, the Albanese government celebrated its first 6 months in office while attempting to push several key bills over the line in the Senate. In addressing Parliament today, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese reaffirmed his government's commitment to addressing stagnant wages within the current inflation crisis.
We took action in our first 6 months to increase the inputs that are called wages, something that those opposite had a deliberate strategy of keeping wages low over their decade in office.
This statement comes as the government pushes its Secure Jobs, Better Pay bill through the Senate, with extensive delays from Deputy Opposition Leader Senator Michaelia Cash. President of the ACTU, Michelle O'Neill, told SBS News how important this bill could be for working-class Australians.
So the Secure Jobs, Better Pay bill is a really important step forward that's urgently needed for workers in Australia. It provides a change to our bargaining system. At the moment, Australia really only has a small number of people, one in seven workers, are covered by enterprise bargaining. So it opens up more bargaining options, including multi-employer bargaining, makes the system a fairer system and gives workers more chance of joining together to get a better deal.
Ms O'Neill highlighted the pressing need for change as a new poll released by the ACTU shows that 56% of Australians have cut back on essential items and one in four have been skipping meals due to cost of living pressures.
This shows you that the fact that we've had a decade of wages being stagnant and now 18 months of them going backwards in real terms is really hurting workers and their families.
The Albanese government's industrial relations bill is set to pass before the holidays with support from the Greens and Independent Senator David Pocock. The Parliament also saw its first climate change statement from the Federal Minister for Climate Change, Chris Bowen. Minister Bowen used the opportunity to distance the Albanese government's climate policies from those of the past.
For decades, Australians were told by some that action on climate change would cost jobs. This was always a lie, and it has never been more of a lie than today. The deniers and the delayers will continue their baseless predictions, but Australians know better. We can have electric vehicles and enjoy the weekend. We can reduce methane and have barbecues on the weekend. Renewable energy is the answer to this crisis, not the cause.
He projected that emissions are set to be reduced by 40% before 2030, indicating that the government is hoping businesses will accelerate their aims towards a net zero carbon output.
Business as usual can't be the usual business anymore. Businesses must step up and deliver on their commitments during this critical decade for climate action.
The Territory Rights Private Members Bill is also set to pass in the Senate this evening, with a preliminary vote passing 41 to 25. The bill will repeal a 1996 ban on voluntary assisted dying in the ACT and Northern Territory, allowing the territories to create their own legislation on the issue. Following delays in the Senate, the House of Representatives will be likely to reconvene on Saturday to discuss any amendments on the Industrial Relations Bill. The Albanese government will be hoping to ratify this key bill in order to give many Australian workers hope for wage movement as we head into the new year. And economist Sean Turnell received a standing ovation with his wife, Dr. Ha Vu, in the House of Representatives on Thursday after his recent release from a Myanmar jail. Sam Dover, SBS News.
Mm. Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.